segue from English teacher to coach actually happened pretty smoothly and pretty not planned, let's say. I wasn't really planning on becoming a coach, just like I wasn't planning on becoming an English teacher at the beginning either. But after teaching for a few years, I started to realize that my job was starting to change. It wasn't so much about teaching English to people as it was about getting them to use what they already knew to communicate in English. So what I realized was the things that were holding most people back from advancing in their English skills were things like being a perfectionist, being afraid to make mistakes, wanting things to go really well the first time. So failure was one of those things. They were afraid about what people would think about the way they spoke. They were afraid of making a mistake, like I said. So I started realizing a lot of these things were not really English related at all. They were things that these people were doing in every aspect of their life. So what the first one that I noticed, the first one that became very apparent, was the fear of making mistakes. So what people would do, and this is what people do all the time, not just with languages, they overanalyze a situation because they want to make sure that whatever's going to come out is going to come out correctly. Now, what's the problem with that? That if you start overanalyzing what you're doing, and I'll give you the example of English students here, when they started overanalyzing what they were going to say just so they wouldn't make a mistake, what would happen is that they wouldn't speak. Somebody else would start talking and take over the conversation, and whatever they wanted to say got left behind. I saw this firsthand at a meeting. We were having a role play meeting, and one person had something serious to say, but he started thinking about it because he wanted it to come out correctly. He wanted to use the right thing. So he was, he was thinking about what he wanted to say so it would come out as best as it could. But what happened is somebody else in the meeting interrupted, started talking, and took over. By the time he was ready to say what he wanted to say, we were on a completely different topic, and he was just out of time, let's say. I've seen it over and over with people where they start overanalyzing a situation, and they don't get to say or do what they said they would do. I've seen it with people, I've seen it with myself included. I get a great idea, or at least what seems like a great idea at that moment, and I start to overanalyze the idea to see how I can go about doing it, what is the best way to approach it, how could I implement the idea, and where is it gonna take me, what are the pros and cons, and so on and so on. And then what ends up happening is the idea dies. I don't do anything with it because most of the time your subconscious will actually talk you out of doing something that it doesn't recognize. Something that is maybe uncomfortable, something that is different. Your subconscious will talk you out of it. So you will actually talk yourself out of doing this great idea that when it came up, you thought, oh my God, this is the idea. This thing is going to be huge. This is it for me. And all of a sudden, a few days later, you're thinking, nah, you know what? It's not such a good idea. I'm not going to do this because it's too risky. We have run into this problem or we run into that problem. And then you don't do it. So that was from overanalyzing. That's all. The other thing that hurts people a lot is perfectionism. They want to get things just right. They want to be perfect with what they're talking about. And what happens there is that we are human beings. We are not perfect by any means. If you take our left side and our right side, they're not exactly the same. We are not perfect in any single way. So why would you expect to do something in a perfect way? The beauty of being human is the differences that we have, the imperfections that we have. So you have to embrace them and embrace them in your ideas, embrace them in what you want to say. Perfectionism will make somebody not make this podcast because, oh, what if I make a mistake? Or what if I say something wrong? Well, if that happens, then that happens. If it's really bad, I can edit it out later. If it's not that bad, then I leave it in and it's just, you know, human error. It just happens. But the most important thing is that you communicate what you want to communicate. So if you are studying a language, you're studying this language because you want to communicate with other people. So most important is that you communicate, not that you use perfect grammar. If the other person understands what you said, that's what you want. If you are selling something, then at the same time, you want to make sure that you are communicating what it is that you want to communicate at this moment, even if it's not perfect, because you wait for perfection and you're going to lose your turn. Another problem with perfection is that you put together something so much that it almost never grows. It's like it actually goes the other way. So this has happened to me in the studio with music. I wrote a song years ago and I loved the initial melody and the initial idea I had for this song. And I started working on the song and it was awesome. I loved it. And I said, oh, this would be good here. Oh, that would also be good here. Let me try that and let me try that. After fiddling with this thing for a month, I listened to it and it was garbage. It had lost all its magic. It had lost all its charm because I wanted it to be perfect and didn't realize that it was great the way it was initially. Instead of going with it and just doing what I had, I decided to try to make it perfect. And it killed the idea. It killed the whole thing. The humanity went out of it. It sounded like a science experiment. It was not music anymore. So the point is that perfectionism is not going to get you anywhere. Perfectionism is going to slow you down and possibly also, like overanalyzing, is going to get to the point where you throw the idea out because it's not good anymore. Again, both things are your own doing. You had a great idea that you threw away because you messed it up, not because it was a bad idea. That's why I'm very, very adamant about going with your instinct. I think if you feel that something is good from the get-go, then you have to trust yourself and you have to do it. And the worst thing that can happen is that it doesn't work out. And if it doesn't work out, oh well, then you fix up a few things if you have to and try again. If it's a complete dud, then throw it out and come up with something else. But give it a shot. But the second you start overanalyzing it, or the second you start trying to make it perfect, you've lost already. You might as well throw out the idea at that point. So go with your instinct. Try things. Because the more things you try, the better chances you have that something will stick. You know, you stay on one thing for too long. This is time that you're wasting. Time that you're taking away from other possible projects that could be happening for you right now that could definitely be much more beneficial for you in the long term. So those two things I see being the most prevalent. And, you know, it took me seeing them in English students for me to realize that what I had to cover was more of a psychological thing than a grammar thing. And that's why I started coaching, because I realized that these weren't problems that only English students had. These were problems that a lot of people had. I had these problems in my own life, in my business, and even my personal life sometimes, where I overanalyzed things too much, where I tried to make something perfect, where sometimes I was afraid of what other people would think if I did this wrong. And that's the other thing, the third thing that I was talking about at the beginning, which a lot of people hold themselves back to from doing the things that they should be doing because they're afraid of what other people are going to think. Listen, there are a lot of people out there that are going to hate on you because they say that you don't know what you're doing, or that you're not good enough, or that you don't look good enough. But I don't see them doing anything. The people that are doing something are not going to criticize you. They're too busy doing things to worry about what you're doing. So the people criticizing you are doing nothing. So don't worry about those people. Don't be afraid of what they're going to think. Who cares about what they think? Those are the same people that when you finally succeed are going to be coming after you for a photograph, for an autograph, for whatever it is, for advice. They're going to come to you and ask you, how did you do that? I want to do that. How did you do it? Yeah, now that you've got it, they want to know your secret. But when you were first starting out and trying everything you could, they laughed at you. Don't listen to those people. Those people are not going to help you. Yeah. If anything, use them as fuel. Realize that you are actually doing better than they are because you are actually trying. So stop being afraid of them. Don't worry about that. So perfectionism, overanalyzing, being afraid of what other people are going to think of your level of skill or what you can do, get rid of those things. Those things are not helping you. They are not, all they're going to do is they're going to hold you back from accomplishing what you want. So try everything. Go with your instinct. If your instinct says do it, then do it. If your instinct says no, then don't do it. Either way, go with the things that feel good and worry only about you. Remember that things don't have to be perfect. Remember, you don't have to overthink anything, and there's nothing to be afraid of.